U.S.-led NATO forces have killed two Pakistani men amid tensions between Washington and Islamabad. The killing took place on the Afghan side of the border with Pakistan. Only last weekend, NATO forces launched several airstrikes on the border area, killing 24 Pakistani soldiers. Islamabad has threatened Washington with consequences for the killings. Hundreds of Afghans have rallied in the capital, Kabul, to protest a strategic deal between Afghanistan and the U.S. The protesters say the agreement would allow permanent bases for Washington and endanger the lives of the people. They've also called for the immediate pullout of all NATO forces from their country. U.S. police in Phoenix, Arizona have used pepper spray against the Occupy movement's protesters. Protesters were rallying outside the venue of a conference sponsored by several big corporations. A few days back, riot police also infamously used pepper spray against student protesters at the University of California, Davis. Protesters from the Occupy movement have also rallied in London, Britain. Angry at the austerity measures imposed by the British government, they broke into a mining company to protest the astronomic salary of the chief executive amid the economic downturn. Scuffles erupted between police and protesters, and several arrests were made. Greece has been hit by another general strike against austerity measures imposed by the new coalition government. The one-day walkout, organized by unions, has disrupted public transport, closed schools, and reduced staff at hospitals. Mass demonstrations are also underway in several cities, including the capital, Athens. At least 18 people have been killed in a fresh spate of violence in Iraq's Diyala province. A car bombing in a street market left at least 10 people dead. In a separate incident, 8 other people died in a shooting. The violence comes as the deadline for U.S. military withdrawal is looming. Muslim scholars from Lebanon have rejected the decision by the Arab League to impose sanctions on Syria and suspend its membership. During a meeting with President Bashar al-Assad in Damascus, the delegation expressed support for the Syrian government. Syria has been gripped by months of unrest that has left thousands dead. And finally, a group of surfers in Australia have embarked on a colorful venture off Sydney's Bondi Beach. Wearing neon-lit wetsuits and using custom-made surfboards, the surfers took to the waves in the dead of the night. The glowing event was organized to welcome the arrival of summer in Australia.